I'm Ed Rose, and this is Citizen Kane. Each week on this broadcast, I uncover little-known facts and forgotten memories from the hilltop. This week's program remembers modern dairy and the bygone era of the local milkman. Having an ice-cold glass of fresh whole milk is a favorite memory for many who grew up in post-war America. In those days, milk came straight from the cow. Milk and cream were drawn on the farm in the wee hours and pasteurized and homogenized at the local dairy, chilled and delivered in time for breakfast to the front porch. That's why it tasted so good. In the 1950s, new farms and dairies with updated stainless steel bulk milk tanks sprang up. As clean as hospitals, these dairies were efficient at production and very good at marketing milk from farm to table. In 1957, Modern Dairy of St. Mary's purchased Hollings Dairy, a 100-acre farm which had served Kane since 1895 from owners Fred and Fulmer Holling. After the sale, Modern Dairy would rely on several local farmers as part of a co-op to supply milk to fill their orders. Area milk producers were plentiful at that time, including Dewey Anderson, Paul Hoffman, Pete Schubon, Larry Ross, Rudy Straniva, Jim Greer, Orville Johnson, Frank Ogren, and Arthur Lindquist. Over the years, Modern Dairy operated their production and distribution facilities out of several area locations, including buildings on Reynolds Street, Chase Street at Kinzu Avenue, Park Avenue, and from a plant next to Rose Bowl Lanes. The company was a savvy marketer and sold many seasonal products throughout the year, including eggnog, schmear case, and summer drinks for the kids, including orange and pineapple, grape and lemonade. Modern Dairy display advertising in the Kane Republican drove much of their business. Getting delivery from Modern Dairy was a valued convenience of this Rockwellian time, and the service was a true American display of ingenuity and prosperity. All you had to do was fill out a ticket and leave it in the insulated box on your front porch, and in 24 hours your order would magically appear, just like room service. What a country. In 1962, Modern Dairy delivered more than 1,250,000 pounds of milk from area farms to Kane residents. Known for innovation, the company adopted the AlumaSeal foil lid on its milk bottles and encouraged customers through their advertising to just peel it back, don't remove it. Modern Dairy also added vitamin D to a new product called Vitamin Milk. And in a huge departure from the norm, the company ditched glass bottles for its pure pack process that securely sealed milk in cardboard cartons. In the 1970s, the dairy opened a retail store at the corner of Chase and Easton Street and sold flavored yogurt and ice cream, along with a variety of other products like French onion dip and pineapple and orange cottage cheese, all the while extolling the virtues of buying local products and investing in the community. Selling milk to the schools was also a big part of their business. The backbone of the company's successful sales efforts were its drivers, who worked well into the 1970s. The Carl Wilsons, senior and junior, were fixtures, as were Lauren Conklin, Mike Rook, Terry Suze, Ron Morris, and Esther Nordstrom. Eventually, large regional dairies like Meadowbrook Farms in Erie pushed aside companies like Modern Dairy, and the emergence of the supermarket and one-time shopping spelled the end for the milkman. Over time, customers cared more about how much they paid for a gallon of milk than where it came from, and the table got a whole lot farther from the farm. Well, that's all for this week, friends. Please send your feedback and story ideas to citizenkanepa@gmail.com. And thank you for listening.